It's been less than a decade since the Supreme Court issued its landmark decision in a case known as Citizens United. The ruling opened the door to unlimited spending on political campaigns. It's already changed the face of campaign finance in the U.S., and as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Vermont has not been immune to the rise of so-called super PACs.
Last month, a few days before the primary election in Vermont, glossy postcards began showing up in the mailboxes of residents across Washington County. They'd been sent by a group called Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund, and they urged people to vote for Andrew Perchlick in a local race for the state Senate.
He's a champion for the environment, a champion for addressing climate change and addressing the state's energy needs.
That's Bill Lofi, a veteran political consultant and the treasurer of Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund. Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund is a political action committee, but not your garden variety political action committee. As a so-called super PAC, it can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money to influence the outcome of political contests in Vermont, so long as it doesn't coordinate with the candidates it's trying to help. Perchlick would go on to win his race, and while it's impossible to know whether the postcards, phone calls, and social media ads funded by Vermont Conservation Voters made the difference, Lofi says it definitely didn't hurt.
Having the ability to raise and spend resources on behalf of a champion like him is one tool for having an influence in the electoral process.
Ever since the watershed ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010, super PACs have sought to influence electoral contests from the governor on down in Vermont. Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund spent only about $3,000 in this year's primary, but in 2016 alone, super PACs spent more than $5 million in Vermont, mostly on TV, internet, and radio ads in the race for governor. Five super PACs have already registered in Vermont for the 2018 election cycle. Some, like Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund, are funded by donations from Vermont residents. Others, like one called A Stronger Vermont, rely on money from further afield. A Stronger Vermont has already raised more than $500,000 to support Republican Governor Phil Scott. All of it came from the Republican Governors Association in Washington, D.C. Voters appear to have concerns about this new super PAC phenomenon. A recent poll by Pew Research Survey found that 77% of Americans favor new limits on outside political spending. If you're among them, then blame this guy.
Well, my name is David Keating. I'm president of the Institute for Free Speech, and I actually started the first super PAC ever.
That super PAC, called Speech Now, was the subject of a Supreme Court test case that broke the dam on election spending. But Keating says that was a good thing.
Far from being a perversion of the process, this is exactly what the First Amendment was written for, to protect our right to speak out about candidates and government.
And all those political ads that super PACs are paying for, Keating says it means more voters are actually paying attention to races.
What political science research has found is when more information is provided to voters on any candidate, on any issue, it tends to drive turnout up.
Chi-Sun Lee with the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice in New York agrees that super PACs have become a new force in politics.
Unlimited outside spending has quite profoundly changed American politics in just a decade or so.
But Lee says those changes are not for the better. Sure, super PACs may have amplified speech in the elections process, but Lee says the people funding that speech are not exactly a representative cross-section of the American electorate.
Political power has become even more concentrated in the hands of the fraction of the wealthiest 1% that actually funds these organizations.
And Lee says it isn't always clear who's funding that speech. State and federal laws require super PACs to disclose the source of their funding, but loopholes abound. The Brennan Center recently studied election spending in six states. Lee says before the Citizens United decision, voters could tell where about 75% of independent spending was coming from.
After Citizens United, by 2014, across these same states, you could only tell where 29% of independent spending was really coming from.
Love them or hate them, one thing about super PACs is clear. They've driven up the price of politics in Vermont, and the people funding them at least seem more than willing to pay it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.